They call it the marriage saver when it comes to squeeze shoots, news headlines, sale reports. It's all here. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. So before we get into the news, I want to bring this up. It happened earlier in the week. I believe it was on Tuesday when the world shut down and social media was shut down for about 2 hours, and everybody was panicking. Everybody thought that they had their accounts hacked. We were one of them.
Yes, I think everybody all of a sudden didn't realize how much their life revolves around social media.
And then I started thinking for a little bit, wouldn't it be nice maybe just for a while that would be shut down?
Oh,
right?
I'm 100% with you. I'd rather just live in the moment and actually pick up the phone and call
and
your neighbor.
And talk to somebody and visit with somebody versus social media all the time. So there was a glimmer of hope for a time or two in it. Cow country news, you know, the cow stuff.
Our leading news story takes us to the Texas Panhandle, where wildfires have killed at least two people and burned nearly 1.3 million acres in their first week, and the situation isn't over. There are five active wildfires across the region, according to Texas A&M Forest Service. The largest of those is the Smokehouse Creek Fire in Hutchinson County, which alone has burned nearly 1.1 million acres and is the largest wildfire ever recorded in the state. Weather conditions across the state have made battling the blazes difficult. For days, the area has seen favorable fire weather, warmer temperatures, dry air, and strong winds. However, cold fronts did pass through the area, bringing cooler temperatures that helped minimize wildfire impact. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the fires have left exceptional damage, saying much of the affected areas are completely gone, with nothing left but ashes on the ground. Governor Abbott went on to say early assessments show that up to 500 structures have been destroyed, adding that they will not know the true extent until later. Farmers and ranchers have suffered major losses. Officials said the fires have left dead animals everywhere, with estimates that thousands of cattle, a vital industry in the region, will have died by the end of the disaster. Many in the agricultural community have rushed to help, offering land and free medication and labor to try and save animals. Researchers have already found that Texas fire season has already grown by 2 months, and the season is only expected to undergo lengthening and intensifying as temperatures rise and extreme weather conditions such as drought and strong winds worsen. Many organizations have established themselves as collection points for funds from those that wish to help aid producers. If you're wanting to donate, reach out to the Working Ranch Cowboys Association, the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, and the Texas Farm Bureau, just to name a few. We have those links readily available for you on the RanchItUpShow.com website. In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, announced the finalization of Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act. The final rule will be effective 60 days following publication in the Federal Register. The final rule, Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act, establishes clearer, more effective standards under the Packers and Stockyards Act for prohibited practices relating to discrimination, retaliation, and deception in contracting. This will help producers and growers that have suffered from increasingly consolidated markets over the last 30 years by enhancing market integrity and ensuring fair access to economic opportunities. For a more detailed explanation of this finalization, again, head to our show notes for this episode at RanchItUpShow.com. Our last story, Agriculture banker Lance Vilhauer says interest rates are at the top of everyone's mind. He says they are at the highest they've been since 2006-2007. The needs of each ag operation are different as we deal with those who are beginning farmers to well-established. The higher interest rates are affecting the short-term money or operating loans the most, but it's not only the interest that has gone up. A big question is what will the interest rate be when signing those loan papers? The change in a percentage point can have a big impact when dealing with the sums of money needed to plant crops or purchase and raise cattle. He went on to say, remember back to 2014 and 2016 when there was a 50% retracement or drop in feeder cattle prices. It can happen again, and that's why bankers urge caution. With so much more capital involved, swings in the market can quickly impact an operation. USDA's Livestock Risk Protection Insurance, or LRP, and Weaned Calf Risk Protection Insurance help shield producers from potential losses. Producers should be aware these two programs are not FDIC-insured products. Vilhauer said the key to success in any operation when dealing with your financial professionals is communication. This has been Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and those are your Ranch It Up headlines for this week.
Now, before we go to break, I need to share a little information with y'all on the sale barn side. This was kind of blowing up all over social media. When it's working, of course, heading all the way up to North Dakota, Napoleon Livestock. Listen to this, y'all. Here's a group of 19 black steers. Okay? They were weighing 414 pounds, and they brought 407. 414-weight steers brought 407. Another swath, 27 black steers. They were weighing 4 1/4, and they brought 390. Yeah, the cash market is just on fire. I would imagine Kirk and I are going to talk about that a little bit more. Now, upcoming bull sales and bull sale results. A great place to go to is ranchchannel.com. Videos, sale books, information, social media, texting, calling, bidding online, all the information you need to know about the upcoming sales, head to ranchchannel.com. Sale reports available there as well. Now, coming up after the break, they call it the marriage saver when it comes to livestock squeeze chutes. We're talking AeroQuip. Yeah, that familiar green color, y'all know it. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be back after this. At Allied Genetic Resources, it's all about commercial customer success.
We see that charge, we understand that charge, and we're going to use all the tools we can to get there.
To maximize heterosis, purchase your next herd sire from an Allied Genetic Resources partner. Just head to AlliedGeneticResources.com. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips. Videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Cattle Market reports to various news stories. The Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check us out at tsln.com. Subscriptions or advertising, call Tracy Hawk at 406-951-3211. The Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Cattle Battle.
Hey, welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call, you can text us at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Email ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. You know, we love to bring you the details on products. Some are new to the industry. Some have been around. Some you've looked at yourself. Shopping for new equipment, it can be enjoyable. It can be daunting at times. Or do we just find ourselves just settling and making do? Well, that is not the philosophy at AeroQuip. At AeroQuip, the equipment has to work the way that you need and the way that you want it to work. Y'all know AeroQuip, that familiar dark green chute, right? And some of you may even have a model of an AeroQuip chute on your operations. Some of you may have played with them in a recent farm show, checked them out, seen how they work. Well, we got the chance to visit with Joel Wicker, Regional Director for AeroQuip, where their first priority is safety. Joel, thanks so much for hanging out with Beck and I. Let's talk AeroQuip.
So the big draw for from AeroQuip is we preach safety. We're designed by ranchers, for ranchers. We're all experienced cattlemen. We've seen what works and what doesn't. We want something that's going to keep the current generation, the next generation safe and in the game, because there's fewer of us every day. If you've got a piece of equipment that you just can't quite get excited to go use, you're probably not going to take care of the business that needs to be done.
No, let's be honest. We're talking about the working pen woes. The family out there working together, as you're smirking, he knows where I'm going with this. It's no fun, Joel, when you're working cows, and before you know it, you're yelling at each other, and this person is arguing with that person, and somebody's supposed to be writing down ear tags, and somebody's supposed to be bringing cattle up to us. It's no fun when you've got a head gate that gets stuck, or that something breaks, or all of a sudden somebody got hurt, or somebody got ran over.
Yeah, absolutely. So cattle going the wrong direction, things not opening, people getting a little upset. We call it a marriage saver. All kidding aside, we hear it every day. You know, this is more enjoyable to work. Little instance, my wife and I, you know, like most, it's the two of us running cattle. You got to have something everybody can walk away, smile, and you still want to go back to the house with afterwards. So, yeah, that's, you know, like we said, safety, ease of operation. That's the name of the game. That's what we're here for. We're going to continually improve and continually make it easier and safer.
So is your number one product, is it going to be your chute?
Absolutely, absolutely. Chutes are the number one priority, and the reason being, that's where the most pain points happen. When you're working cattle, you got to have a good experience, not just for the cattle, calves, us, everybody in between. That's the number one piece in our playbook right there.
Now, you called it a pain point, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. A chute and working cattle have been a pain point for a lot of people. You know, for years, depending on your system, it could be inefficient, it could be dangerous, it could be a whole lot of things. The system that Grandpa built in the 50s probably isn't going to work today. You know, the days of you know, board fence, board alleyways, and you know, a head gate nailed to two posts doesn't work real well. Cattle are changing every day. People are changing every day. The business changes every day. We got to keep up with the times.
So let's talk about potential new products that may be coming down the line. Are we, you know, what are we talking? Can you give us the industry secrets?
So this is perfect timing. So what we've got with us here is the brand new line of chutes. So we have got longer, taller, wider, new locking mechanisms, lots of new features. The back of the chutes feature a little more open on the rolling doors, so cattle are drawn to light, they flow better. Like I said, chutes are wider, so we can accompany some of those bigger-bodied cows. The biggest thing for us is going to be the locking mechanism on the head gate. So we have now got, we went away from the Q-catch style, served us well for 15 years or better. Full redesign, we call it the Arrow Lock. Probably, I'd hate to guess how many catches we've ran and cycle tested and really just tried to make it fail, and we couldn't. But anyway, that's the most neck-holding power we've got on the market. So it's a full redesign. We've got crash gate options. We've got all kinds of options for everybody.
Versatility is a big one for me. And those of you, you maybe got permanent alleys that are so many inches wide, and they work for this size, but then they don't work for this size. Or then they work for your cows, bred heifers, yearlings, but then maybe you're using this to work some calves and they turn around. But it's too small for your bulls. On your line of equipment, is it versatile? Like, you just got done talking about your new line of chutes. Bigger, taller, wider, but is it adaptable that it's different size? Because that's one of the things that's really frustrating with us, is to have something that fits different sizes and isn't so darn noisy in a rattle trap when you're trying to take your alleys and make them smaller or make them wider.
Absolutely. So everything we've got, it's versatile. We've got something for every producer, big or small, whether you're raising minis or whether you're raising Beefmasters, it doesn't matter. We've got something for everybody. Ease of use and quiet, that's a big part of it. Again, it goes back to that experience. Going through an alleyway, you brought up alleyways, that's a pain point for a lot of people. Calves turn around, calves get stuck, you get two in there. We've got the easy flow alleyways, they're adjustable. The chutes go down to 7 1/4 inches, all the way out to just shy of 32 inches. So we've got tons of room. If you're running calves, no problem. You're messing those little 3 and 4 weights, send them through. If you got something, you know, 2,200-pound bull, ship them. You got it. Got nothing to worry about.
So I want to kind of talk philosophy a little bit, because we're literally looking at your design. I'm looking at your tub. There's two rules of, I shouldn't say two rules of thumb. I should say there's two schools of thought. That's what I'm trying to say. One is to, close up that alleyway. Don't let them see out. The other school of thought is open up that alleyway. Open up that chute. Don't keep it solid anymore. Let those cows see what is ahead of them. I guess in that instance, it comes back to, low-stress cattle handling. If you make it a good experience for the cow, I mean, she'll be more likely to come in there next time. So what is your school of thought? What is AeroQuip's philosophy? Is it, no, we want to close these things off, or is it that we want to open it up and let those animals see?
So from AeroQuip, we preach animal safety. We want a good situation, a good experience, low stress. Part of that, when you're working calves, especially inexperienced calves, if you try to push them, think about a person. If somebody tries to push you in a dark alleyway in a dead end, what are you going to do? You're going to tense up. You're gonna put your feet down and say no. We want to make it as friendly and easy as possible. More light, our 3E designs in our tubs and our alleyways and in our head gate. We're standing actually at the back of one right now. You can look right down through there.
Yeah, you can.
32 feet in front of you, you can see daylight. You can see people. Cattle are going to go towards that. They can see that. They're not going to back up. So we incorporate that into all of our designs. We mentioned versatility earlier. If somebody wants it closed in, we've got options there. From our own perspective, this is the best way to go. This is what we see. This is industry feedback. This is what the people have asked for.
Now, what if I go ahead and I get a chute and I'm using it, and this happens to everybody. You know where I'm going with this. It'd be nice, Joel, if the handle was this way. It'd be nice if there would be this. It would be nice if da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So do you listen to those suggestions? Does AeroQuip actually listen to somebody like me if I would talk to my rep or something? Do those get passed all the way up to the people that pull the trigger and make the decision on how we're going to design equipment?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we take a lot of pride in that. We're a small company. AeroQuip's very much a family-oriented company. We want to hear the pain points. We want to hear your suggestions. We've got all kinds of different ways you can submit those to us, whether it's through your dealer, your area rep, on our website. There's a form submission there. We want to hear what you have to say.
Do you get people that will submit ideas?
Absolutely, every day.
Oh, no kidding. So what are some of the stuff that people are saying? Suggestions of do this here, there, move there?
So the big one for this show has been, we want more light. We want to bring more daylight into the system. So we want to be able for those calves to see and move freely. And that's a big one. We had a gentleman from Colorado yesterday. He said, oh, man, I should have held off, a little bit. We've been asking for more daylight, We made our own doors because we didn't know he had this coming. And turns out he came back and he's changing it back out so he can get a little more daylight. But we get it every day. We get it at the show. We've had requests all morning long here. If you've got them, ideas, suggestions, reach out to us. AeroQuip.com, there's a submission form. We want to hear it. So our website, again, AeroQuip.com, reach out on there. There's a quote option. One of our product specialists will reach out. We'll try and make this as universal as we can. If you want something that's going to work in your barn and in your pasture, we'll design systems there. We can get as customizable as you want. If you need quotes, you need dealer help, that's the place to go. There's a contact us. There's a live chat. Or easy to get a hold of.
Joel Wicker with AeroQuip. Thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to having you back on the show more often. For more information, you can head to AeroQuip.com. As Joel mentioned, check them out on Facebook at AeroQuip. Now, coming up after the break, we're talking numbers, we're talking markets. We've got a lot more of the Ranch It Up radio show. It's coming up. Keep it parked right here, y'all. The best way to raise beef, Westway Feed Products. Increase your forage utilization. They're efficient. They're convenient. For more information, contact a dealer near you by going to westwayfeed.com or calling 800-800-7517. The best way to raise beef, Westway Feed Products. Why not give Gelb-V and Balancer Bulls a try this year? Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity. Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelb-V and Balancer.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
Cryptosporidium coccidiosis scours. Do I have your attention now? Don't let scours affect you this calving season by feeding Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients. But you gotta get it into your cows now. I've been saying it a lot. Head to PharmatanUSA.com. The 2024 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sales starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales, head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips, videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's that time of the program. We check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, to find out a little things that have been going on in the markets other than, holy smokes, if they got four legs and go moo, I mean, it's awful darn good in the cattle sector, buddy.
The calf market is very, very hot. I absolutely yeah. agree with you there.
It is more than attractive. Well, let me back that up. If you're selling, it's more than attractive. If you're buying, you're maybe trying to figure something out, right?
It is definitely a little spooky for those guys on the buy side. But if you got grass or feedlot, you got to put something in it, right?
You got it. That's exactly right. So let's recap last week. What went on there?
So as of Friday, March 1st, March feeders closed the week at $252.95. That's down $1.32.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up 36 cents at 247. So you'll notice our basis narrowed a little bit, but it's still negative $5.95 versus March. Our basis is still a little wide for the feeders, meaning futures got a little head of cash. April live cattle closed to 188.15. That's up 45 cents on the week, with cash trading 183 in the south and 183 to 184 in the north. That left the five area weighted average up $2.26 at 183.31, and the basis versus April at negative $5.14. That's a fairly normalized basis versus April with that much time in the market. The weekly slaughter was 599,000 head. That's up 6,000 head versus last week and 27,000 head lower than the same week last year. Choice boxes closed the week up 467, probably the best news of the week, at 305.28. To wrap this up, March corn closed the week at 412.25. That's up 12.5 cents on the week. We did have a nice reversal if you're a corn seller on February 26th, but there was no follow-through buying. So kind of the nice bullish signal didn't get the confirmation that the bulls wanted, and corn looks weak again.
Have you ever wondered how to manage cash flow and risk better, especially as a young or first-generation rancher? Hey, I'm Shay, and I visited with Luke Kovarik about how he improved his cash flow and managed risk by diversifying his operation early on, and how he really leaned into the use of technology to help him become a better manager. Here's some advice from Luke.
And as we started getting more customers and feeding more cattle, and feed costs increase, all of those things, accuracy in the backgrounding phase was just really important. I started with performance beef, I want to say in 2017 or 18, using it, maybe 18 or 19. Anyway, you know, at that point, we're a small backgrounding operation, but you're still handling, you know, millions of dollars worth of feed, all of the interest, all of the shrinks, and billing, you know, multiple different customers. I mean, it was a nightmare from an Excel spreadsheet standpoint and a notebook in the payloader and the feed calls and the rations and all of that. And when we implemented Performance Beef, it just simplified all of that. Honestly, I feel with just the accuracy of the scales and the loading and the shrinks, you know, Performance Beef more than pays for itself, pays for the convenience.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
Before we say fare thee well, we want to give a big old tip of the hat, and that is to all that are reaching out and helping those being affected by the Texas Panhandle wildfires. Know that all those involved, you are all in our thoughts, our prayers, and we're riding along right beside you.
And a big thank you to all of those people that have already donated. Again, you can go to the Working Ranch Cowboys Association, the TSCRA, that's the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, the Texas Farm Bureau. Those are just a few of the organizations that are helping to collect the donations that are coming in. I know a lot of people have reached out and talked about relocating livestock. They can head with trailers. They can bring fencing supplies. I'm going to say the best way to help is reach out to those organizations. They are trying to coordinate those aid effects. And again, thank you to everyone. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks to all of our guests, starting out with Joel Wicker with AeroQuip. Appreciate it, Joel. Look forward to having you back on the program. Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shea Keister-Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelve Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text us 24-7 at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger Rebecca approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.